The Pat Kenny Show.
With the Jaguar E-Pace. Beautiful by design and dynamic to drive. Delivering performance that is unmistakably Jaguar.
This is News Talk.
Happy birthday to me, happy birthday to me, happy birthday. It goes on and on. We've got to do it twice, washing our hands, sometimes until they're red raw. It has to be done, but are there tips to protect your hands in this particularly trying situation? Well, Celine Daly is dermatology nurse specialist, also a chairperson for the Irish Dermatology in Nurses, and Celine is on the line. Celine, good morning.
Good morning.
I've a feeling that you'll be diverted to the front line before long.
I have that feeling too, but you know what? Currently we're doing virtual clinics, still doing urgent skin cases and surgery as well. But you know, it's moving all the time, so we don't know what will happen, but we're ready and prepared. And the funny thing is that the World Health Organization announced last year that 2020 was the year of the nurse. And we were all preparing to have conferences and, you know, doing some more research and poster presentations and whatnot. And obviously that's all been cancelled now. But 2020 really is the year of the nurse, Pat. And I have to say, I have wonderful colleagues here and across the country. And, you know, everyone is ready to put their shoulder to the wheel and prepared to change the way we work, than what we usually do. But certainly it's so encouraging and it's so wonderful to be a nurse right now and be able to help and be able to, you know, do our bit to help, you know, clear this pandemic.
But we still have people to help in terms of their hands at the moment, because people are washing more than they used to and using alcohol-based hand sanitizers and also wearing rubber gloves. So
yes.
What do you need to do to look after your hands?
So to start with the don'ts, I've observed a lot of people wearing surgical latex gloves when they're doing their shopping or like literally all day long. And that's the first don't. Don't constantly wear surgical gloves. You don't need to. You need to decontaminate your hands by regularly washing your hands with soap and drying them thoroughly as well. If you wear surgical gloves constantly, you start to sweat. I don't know, Pat, if you ever put on a pair of surgical gloves, but within about 60 seconds, your hands become very, very sweaty within the glove. When you get sweaty hands enclosed in, say, latex gloves, you start a process called maceration, and it's where you're overhydrating your own skin with your own sweat. And if you've ever spent too long in a swimming pool, you know you get those kind of boggy, white skin on your hands or your feet. And when your skin is macerated, basically, it can tear or break very easily. And once the skin barrier is broken, then you can develop infection, for example. So it's not a good idea to constantly wear gloves. You're not actually delivering more protection for yourself. If the virus is on a glove and you touch your face, or your mouth, your nose, you can contaminate yourself with the virus. So you're better not to wear gloves for, say, things like doing shopping, but to regularly wash your hands or use a proper hand sanitizer. And I suppose that's my next point. Don't go making handmade or homemade hand sanitizer.
Let's not give them the recipe in case they try it.
No,
in spite of you.
And I actually don't. Don't look at a lot of stuff on social media that's advising you to do this, because I've heard things like, you know, using alcohol or using cooking alcohol, or, you know, adding bits in your kitchen basically and cooking up some alcohol mix. It's dangerous because you're using something that's flammable. And the second thing is that the surgical alcohol gel we use here in hospitals, it's made in factories, in clean rooms, at the process, and it also has added moisturizer within the product. So, you know, pure alcohol on your hands is going to dry your hands out instantly and cause what we see now in patients, because we're washing our hands, something called irritant contact dermatitis. So it's not an allergy, but it's where your hand you develop eczema or dermatitis on your hands from, you know, constantly washing or using abrasive products like alcohol.
All right. So if you are having to wash your hands loads because of the nature of your activity, how do you mind them? I mean, hand creams?
Hand creams essential. So absolutely follow the HSE guidelines. And the first most important thing is you must wash your hands. You must decontaminate your hands with soap and water once you've been in contact with surfaces or regularly during the day. So, for example, the shopping example, you wash your hands before you get into your car, you clean your car before you do that, then you go shopping, don't touch your face while you're shopping, come home immediately and wash your hands again once you come in. Decontaminate your surface at home. Again, you don't need strong hospital grade antibacterial washes, just normal soap and water. What I'm doing at the moment, because obviously I'm working in a hospital environment and I'm decontaminating my hands very frequently, I at night time get my cotton gloves and my heavy emollient or moisturiser, so a good greasy moisturiser with no fragrance or preservative in it if you can. I cover my hands in the moisturiser and then I pop on these cotton gloves and go to sleep. So when I wake up in the morning, I pull off the cotton gloves and my hands are nicely hydrated over the nighttime period. If you're moisturising during the day and you're washing, you're going to wash the moisturiser off.
Now, some of the questions. Celine, my hands are red raw, but I find the consistency of many hand creams unpleasant on my skin. Any recommendations for ones that don't leave residue?
So if your hands are broken and they're red, you should ring your GP. Don't go to your GP, but ring your GP who can prescribe topical steroid, you know, over a consultation on the phone with you that you can get from your pharmacy. So if your hands are broken, red, inflamed, contact your GP by phone. The second thing is use a moisturizer with no fragrance, with no preservative or as little preservative as possible. I find the Elav range you can buy online and it's delivered to your home. So that's Ovel.com. If you go on Ovel.com, they have a sensitive intensive cream with no fragrance, with no preservative in it. So, and it easily sinks into your hands without leaving that sticky residue. But the key I find is getting the cotton gloves, which is also available on the same website for delivery. And when you use these cotton gloves, you won't have that sticky kind of residuey feeling. But if you use the cotton gloves overnight, it will heal your skin as well.
My little girl has contact dermatitis on her hands. It's being exacerbated by all the hand washing. Is there anything I can do? We are using some moisturizers, but it stings her and makes her very upset.
And then if the skin is broken, and that's the problem, we don't want to wash our hands till they're red raw, because if you do that, then it makes it very difficult to wash your hands thereafter. So it's very important not to get to the stage where they're red and they're broken and they're weeping, because it could be infected and then you have another problem. So again, I would recommend something really bland, Cicox Base, emulsifying ointment you can pick up from the shelves in your pharmacy, or go on Ovel.com because they have junior hand wash, they have sensitive intensive cream, and they have little cotton gloves for kids as well in mittens and in small child gloves too. So these, you can wash them in the washing machine and reuse them again. So get a couple of pairs so that you're doing your nighttime regime. So remember, the last thing you're doing before you hop into bed at nighttime, cover your hands with copious amounts of moisturizer, bland, plain, greasy moisturizer, pop on the cotton gloves, and when you wake up in the morning, pop your gloves into your washing machine and you'll find that your hands are healed and rehydrated.
All right. Look, Celine, we'll let you go back to the front line. Thank you very much for joining us. An unusual encounter, because normally we're in studio together. But Celine Daly, dermatology nurse specialist, thank you very much for joining us.